Pastor Chuck Allen. I want to thank you for joining me for today's weekday meditation. It's day 5 in our series of joy and finding joy in a time of meditation. I want us to wrap up the week and the 5 days in the same vein in which we started, which is in James' small book, beginning in chapter 1 in verse 2. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Okay, first of all, let's remember what James is saying here is that, hey, guys, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have problems. You're going to have times where the world feels like it's falling apart. And it's a certainty. None of us escape it. When troubles, and then he defines what kind of troubles, any kind. You know what I've discovered? That I always look at somebody else and I think, gosh, I'd love to trade troubles. And then all of a sudden I hear their story and I think, nope, don't want their troubles. I think many of us, we look at someone that has a significant amount of wealth and we will say, wow, I'd trade troubles with them. Or we see somebody who has a big house and we say, we'll trade troubles with them. We see somebody who can eat out wherever they want to. We'd like to trade troubles with them. I see the guy, you know, pull up in the new Beamer with the top down. I mean, I'd trade troubles with him. The problem is we all have troubles. And just because you don't have their problem, it doesn't mean you don't have a problem. And just because they don't have yours, doesn't mean they don't have them. Everybody I know has junk, and everybody I know has problems. So when James says, okay, first of all, we're all going to have them, and it doesn't matter what kind, one of the things that he is specific to say, any kind when they come your way. And I believe that is specific to say, stop straining your neck trying to look at what everybody else's problems might be and comparing yours against theirs, because God gave them their opportunity, their problem, just like he gave you your opportunity. The question is, will we individually consider it an opportunity, as James says, for great joy? And one of the greatest ways for me to experience the theft of joy from my soul is when I look at what other people have done and how they're contributing to the world compared to what I do. And you know what will happen? You're going to always lose the game of comparison. It will never, ever end. And so one of the things I want us to remember is this, that Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 6, but let each person test their own work, and then their reason to boast will be in themselves alone and not in his neighbor. But this is the one that gets me every single time. Matthew chapter 7 says, for with the judgment you pronounce, you'll be judged, and with the measure you use it, you'll be measured to. So the scriptures are pretty clear. This is about you and the Lord, your source of joy. If it is dependent on other people, you're in trouble. If your determination that whatever your opportunity is that's coming your way cannot be yours because of somebody else, then you have a problem. And so I want to invite you today to examine yourselves, like 2 Corinthians 13 says, and to see where you're at in your faith. Can you genuinely look at the troubles that you may have in your life, regardless of how big or small they are compared to anybody else, and can you consider it an opportunity that you might have great joy, rather than looking toward everybody else? If it strains your neck to look towards someone else, if it costs you something in your soul to look beyond yourself to someone else, imagine what that feels like to your Heavenly Father. So today, let's take a few deep breaths and leave the voices of comparison behind and step into the arms of a good, good Father. Let's draw another breath. And on this last one, draw it in deeply and kind of in your mind, send that fresh drawn oxygen into your body. Send it where you need it most. Maybe your heart is hurting today because you're emotional or you're drained or you're lonely. Send it to a part of your body where you may ache or you hurt. And maybe you need to say, my soul just needs something fresh. Well, draw in a fresh breath of air, a gift from the Lord. Hold it for a second. And then when you force it out, just go ahead and force out all of that pent-up anxiety and frustration so that we might leave that for an opportunity for great joy. You ready? And now today, would you tell the Lord two things that you are grateful for right now? Lord, today I am grateful for, and then finish that sentence. Then take two troubles, whatever two troubles come to your heart and mind, whatever it is that is ahead of you, two troubles, and say, Lord, would you give my mind, my soul, and my heart the perspective of seeing this as an opportunity for you to work in my life for great joy. You're asking the Lord to change and renew your mind, your heart, and your soul, that you'll see these as an opportunity. So pray with me now. God, would you take these two challenges, these troubles before me, and God, would you turn them right side up that I might see them in the renewing of my mind as an opportunity to receive your great joy. And then ask the Lord if he would deliver to your heart something that you desperately know only he can bring to you today. And then trust him that in his infinite wisdom and his unfailing love for you, that he would trust you and love you and deliver to you joy out of that opportunity. So what is that you want to ask the Lord to deliver into your soul today? Go ahead. Yeah, so Lord, hear our prayer today. And as we enter into the next 50 seconds of quietude and solitude, God, in those 50 seconds, would you deliver to us exactly how we are to overcome in your strength, in your power, whatever trouble lays before us so that we could lay claim to great joy that might overwhelm us with your goodness. I'll be back in 50 seconds. And we're back. Let me finish these 5 days by saying to you, one, I'm grateful that you've taken the time to be with me in this guided time of meditation, and hope you'll join me again. We're going to have a little different conversation in our next series, and I think you'll find it to be fascinating. We're going to talk in our next series about hymns and the power of praise in some of the ancient hymns. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test." And then 2 Timothy 2:15, this was what my grandpa wrote in the first Bible he gave me, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Friend, listen, let joy abound as you lay claim to Christ Jesus in your life. He alone, my friend, this is where you will find great joy. And I trust you have this week. Please share with me any of your thoughts or any things that you may want to talk about. And you can do so by sending an email to me. That's pretty simple. It's just this, weekdaymeditations@ sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.